This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9, and joining us now on the show is a very special guest who's in Melbourne for the premiere of the musical School of Rock. It's Madeline Lloyd Webber. Madeline, hello, how are you?
Hello. Yes, I'm very well, thank you. I'm having a wonderful week here in Melbourne.
You've come at a very good time. We've got the races going on. There's plenty happening. And plus, this week is the premiere of School of Rock in Melbourne.
Yes, so it opened on Friday, and I've seen the show, and it's in really good shape. It's really good fun, and we employ 40 kids part of the show, and they split into three groups, and they're utterly incredible. They're all under the age of 12, and there's of such a high standard, because we put the show on Broadway in West End, and I have to say, your Australian kids are insane. They're so talented. Oh. They play their instruments, they act, they sing, they dance, they just do everything.
It is actually incredible. It's fantastic, because we've had a couple of great musicals that have really given a lot of exposure to young Australian performers, which for years we haven't had that opportunity here, which is why it's so great that we've actually got School of Rock here. I mean, I've had some friends who have already seen some of the previews who are just raving about it. It must be great to be able to have put the work in, to have been able to get the rights and get everything together, to be able to allow a show like this that just highlights just the great performances of young people.
Well, it is, and it's also inspiring to all the families that are coming to it. And I think some of the children coming to it look on stage and they go, oh my God, that little girl or little boy is the same age as us, and they're doing all of this stuff. So I'm sure they go home and then their mother's saying, please practice your clarinet or your violin. I think it makes life a little bit easier for them, because I bet you they go home and practice. But the story is, I fell in love with the story because, of course, it is all about how music empowers kids and adults. And it's not just a children's show. The story is all about adults who go on this journey through music as well. And so I fell in love with the film, and it's transferred to stage spectacularly well, thanks to, I have to say, a bit of a plug, thanks to my husband writing 10 new songs. And he has done a really good job on that, and there's some fantastic new songs in it. And the old favourites from the movie, which everyone will remember who's seen the movie, there's a great song called Teacher's Pet, and that features, and the math song, and then all of these new ones as well. So it is a really fun show that actually from the ages of 6 to 106 seem to enjoy it. We're really lucky.
It must be really wonderful to have also been a part of getting the rights, getting everything together and creating a show that kids can and adults can really enjoy. You know, I guess when we think of musical theatre, I've spent my life, you know, seeing Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals, if I'm going to be honest. Cats was the very first one. And it must be really great, though, to be able to create something that kids can be inspired by just as much as adults. It must be really wonderful.
Well, it's very rare, and you don't get into these things thinking, oh, well, everybody's going to enjoy this. But it's sort of, I think the fact that my children introduced it to me and I fell in love with it, suddenly you've already gone across about three generations. And it just sort of so happens that it literally isn't an age group that isn't charmed by it and finds it hilarious. And actually, as I've said before, a lot of men get dragged to these family outings and family musicals, and they absolutely dread it. And this is the one show where they come out of and they go, oh my, you know, we actually really enjoyed this musical. So I can guarantee that when I recommend this show, that there will be something that everybody enjoys in it. But you're right, it is very lucky. There aren't many stories like this. I think the only story I can compare it to is probably The Sound of Music, which I you know, challenge anyone not to enjoy.
Oh, absolutely. But it's great as well that it gets to be rock. It gets to be musical in a completely different style and fashion, and in a way that it can just be celebrated musically differently.
Yes.
So
yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. No, it's terrific, and it's
the premiere is on Friday night, even though we've had previews already showing. And you've seen... Now, have you seen all of the children's cast performs, or just a couple of them or one of them?
I'm getting through them. No, I haven't seen them all. I'm seeing another lot tonight, and I'll see one tomorrow night. So actually, during the week, you've got to sort of pick your timings. And so by the time I get to opening night, I'd have seen all the casts, yes. So I'm looking forward to it. And they're all slightly different, and they're all obviously shapes and sizes. So, I'm looking forward to that.
It must be pretty great as a parent as well, just to be able to have created this opportunity and have so many kids having such a great time. I just can't wait to see their energy on Friday night and to just see the excitement of this young cast.
Yes, I think that is the unique thing about this show. It is seeing this incredible talent. But, you know, we've actually got some really incredible adults who, and our jury, Brent Hill, he's got to really work very, very hard. He's got to jump around the stage, and he's got this huge rock song which he kicks off the show. So we've had to, it's just packed full of talent, frankly. And everybody has to be at the top of their game. There's no hiding place in School of Rock.
Well, it's kicking off this week officially, even though previews have already started. The premiere kicks off this Friday in Melbourne. It's the School of Rock, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. It's taking place at Her Majesty's Theatre. If you haven't gotten tickets already, you should absolutely be doing it. Madeline, thank you so much. I know you're running around like crazy, seeing shows and doing interviews. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, and enjoy the show on Friday.
Oh, I can't wait. You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9. Now let's rock on with this.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.